K-State Nation, this is another episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. This is Eddie Greer, host of the Purple Project Podcast, K-State alum from 2013. Thank you so much for stopping by and giving us a listen here whenever you listen to this, as this is another postcast edition here in just a minute of women's volleyball. We're going to do Sunday's events chronologically as I'm recording here on a Monday. Folks, for you here in the Kansas City metro area, especially your K-State fan living in the KC metro area or any other Wildcats fans outside the Manhattan area, definitely make sure you subscribe to the Purple Project Podcast wherever you get your favorite Kansas State podcast. And don't forget about our bonus channel, maybe, with the holiday week on Thursday and everything else like that. Maybe not. I will just have to see, or I'll probably have to randomly hop on either today or tomorrow and give some content over there. Our bonus channel. Basically, we do a bonus coverage of K-State sports over there. Myself and Alex Aiden, also K-State alum, Greer3 Eddie's Podcast. That is Greer3 Eddie's Podcast there for more coverage of K-State sports over there as well. All things K-State sports, from football all the way to women's golf and everything else in between, including K-State women's volleyball right now, postcast. Well, it's been the case of seconds for the women's sports when talking about between Ayoka Lee and Aaliyah Carter. Nice little alliteration there. But another second place achievement here for Aaliyah Carter of the K-State women's volleyball team, as now she has reached 2,000 points as of yesterday afternoon. But the team did not win the Dillon Sunflower Showdown Part 2 against 11th-ranked KU yesterday afternoon in Morgan Family Arena, as they end up losing in four sets, 25-17. 25-23, 25-18, and 25-26. K-State was definitely close to making it another epic five-set match game, which, again, I've said this over and over every time that we have talked about, you know, this K-State women's volleyball team this year, and back-to-back conference losses in, for the first time in quite a bit, they're at even 500 in conference play ever since they entered into Big 12 play for this women's volleyball team. 2,000 career points for Aaliyah Carter there as well. The Jayhawks. Let's see, the Jayhawks. Yeah, 54. No, I'm looking at this wrong. 64 to 59 in total kills. 269 there. And 10 of their players reached 10 kills in this game. The KU, Kansas also held K-State to 147. A buck 147. In baseball, that's terrible. In volleyball, that's also terrible as well. K-State did not really play clean in this game, and you cannot do that, especially if you're looking to play perfect or a near-perfect game, right? This team, obviously, 10-15. We've seen this team throughout the year make some mistakes, whether it's trying to force a final set, a tie set, or trying to win sets, or trying to get rhythm, right? They just take two steps here, three steps back, one step here, two steps back. It's been inconsistent, to say the most, there as well. There has been some highlights individually throughout this year for this one's volleyball team, but you rather see, you wish you had more wins in the win column, at least on the overall end of it. Look, Big 12 play, they have been really good, really competitive, able to win eight games so far up to this point there, but you lose to your rival, you get swept by your rival here in 2024 for the Wildcat volleyball program. Carter reached the 2,000 mark and by the way, this was her 129th match, Aaliyah Carter was, in a K-State Wildcat uniform. Look, she did not have to come back for a super senior. She could have just got drafted in the volleyball league, in the pro volleyball league. She could have just got drafted with her teammate Sidney Bolden. Yeah, Sidney Bolden last year got drafted up there as well. We all know Mackenzie Morris went to the transfer portal. I think that hurt as well as Izzy's plays this year, which she's been off the charts very good this year. Mackenzie Morris losing her to the transfer portal, that was a little shocking to me, to be honest with y'all, about that. But Izzy has really stepped up and really stepped up to her own player this year as well. Finishing up, Carter, 129th match in a K-State uniform, becoming the first player to reach this milestone in a Riley scoring era, second in program history, and now K-State behind Liz Wegner, who owns the record with 2,161 points. It seems not that far. I know. I don't know how many games left with volleyball team, especially with this record, and maybe a Big 12 tournament. I don't know. And maybe I should look at the past, because in the past they don't have no Big 12 tournament. They should have one. Talking about volleyball, that is, but that's not that far away. That's what, 161 points to that extent or something like that. Wow. So that, I mean, I don't know how many games this team has left, but sure enough, Aaliyah Carter, ever since a slow start apparently this year, she has racked up the points, she's racked the kills, and we know how talented she is. That's just the way it is, right? And speaking of Izzy flipping the coin over, this is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. K-State losing yesterday to Kansas, 11th-ranked Kansas, 3-1. Izzy Swietzki, 13th double-double this year, leads the team in that category. 44 assists yesterday, 14 digs. Ella Larkin also led the team with 24 digs. Molly Ramsey, great game from her yesterday, 15 digs, and she set a career high as well in this match there as well. Let me see. Next time they're going to play, and I'm looking at the schedule at the same time. So, yeah, Molly Ramsey showing up in the stat sheet here on this Monday morning here on the Pearl Project Podcast there. So, a couple of games remain, and I'm going to have to check the volleyball schedule here and get back with you on that. And that's not that far away. So, Aaliyah Carter, you put up this time more effort. And I don't know if Kate, obviously 10 to 15, that's not going to cut it overall. Let's all be honest about that. But a couple more games here, a couple more of these 24, 25 games or whatever, or points, that's going to really do it. And so we'll see what happens there. And we're going to take Jason Mansfield, we're going to take this right down to the wire here on the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, right from the top. He talks about his performance, their team performance after getting beat by Kansas yesterday. Quote, incredible atmosphere today. I continue to be amazed with the support we get from our home matches. I love the way we battled in the second and fourth sets. We know we can play with that team from our earlier match, so I felt good going into today. We scouted them well and played with a lot of passion. It came down to making one more play to push it to the fifth set, which would have been exciting. Been exciting. Aaliyah carried us for most of the match until Anaya got us going, and then they both took a lot of great swings to keep us in it. And then to finish up, Aaliyah Carter from Jason Mansfield, head coach of the women's volleyball team. Quote, Aaliyah's getting her 2,000th point. It's pretty special. I'm glad it happened at home where the crowd could see it and celebrate it with her. She's meant so much to this program the last 5 years. It's going to be tough to see her and the other seniors play their final match on Friday. Yeah, speaking of which, yeah, KU won the first set 25-17. K-State ekes out the second set 25-23. KU 25-18 in the third. And then, yeah, K-State would have forced a fifth and final set there, falling to KU, which wrapped up the match there, 28-26 there as well. I have the weak match here in front of me right now. So, yeah, next time, women's volleyball hits the court, Colorado on the road Wednesday afternoon. It'll be the first time these two teams have met on a volleyball court since 2010. And that was my first year at Kansas State. And then, of course, Jason Mansfield, Coach Mansfield, mentioned senior day, senior night against BYU, ranked BYU, 24th-ranked BYU at home. Aaliyah Carr is going to be honored again. Meg Brown, Liz Gurjowski, Ella Larkin, and Molly Ramsey, and Izzy Swieski. That is a big core group right there as well for Jason Mansfield. So they're all going to get honored this upcoming Friday, the day after Thanksgiving as well. So at least two matches this week for the K-State Women's Volleyball team. Again, yesterday afternoon, K-State Women's Volleyball falling to 11th-ranked Kansas in the Dillon Sunfire Showdown Part 2 by a count of 3-1. For a project podcast, all things K-State sports you can get wherever podcasts are found, Freedom Bubble daily, or whenever I have a chance to record Kansas State content. Don't forget to hit, you like what you're hearing, definitely hit that like, subscribe button, and tap that alarm bell every time we post Kansas State coverage. That's going to wrap things up with this postcast edition of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Alex Ayton out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Another Purple Project podcast episode is in the books. We'll be talking to y'all here throughout the Thanksgiving week. Go Cats!